So he says then the prophets proclaim justice. Israel will certainly be judged for her disobedience, but they also proclaim grace. God is coming to redeem his people. Judgment is coming, but the promise to Adam and Abraham will nevertheless be fulfilled. Yet how can this be? Israel's sins are worse than those of the pagan nations of Canaan, even of Sodom and Gomorrah, which God destroyed. How can a just God do anything less than wipe the nation out entirely? Yet the promise of grace comes again. God will surely redeem his people. But how can he wipe them out and redeem them at the same time? It seems as though God's justice violates his mercy, or his mercy violates his justice. And isn't that some of the discussions that we do have with unbelievers? Well, Frame says that there's an answer here.
Yeah, good. So notice he says that the problem here is not only that evil raises questions about God's justice or goodness, it is that God's justice and goodness raises questions about each other, right? And so God's very nature, he tells us, appears to be self-contradictory. If we could prove his justice, he would thereby disprove his goodness. And of course, if we prove his goodness, then of course we've disproved his justice. So we have a conundrum here, right? And then comes Jesus, he tells us. And the wait is over. Christ then is the theodicy, he tells us, of Romans 3:26. When God gave his son as an atonement for sin, the scripture says it was to show his righteousness at the present time so that the he, that is God, might be both just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. All right. So we have this issue between God's justice and goodness, right? His mercy and his justice. And how do we reconcile these two things? This, he says, is a problem, a type of problem of evil, and God deals with it. He deals with it by sending his son, Jesus Christ. And now he becomes just. That is, he shows that he's just, and he shows that he's the justifier of those who have faith in Jesus. And so he solved this problem of evil right in front of our face by sending Jesus.
So wait, he's saying that Jesus is the answer? I mean, who would have thought?
The Sunday school answer, Christian, right?
Yeah, exactly. The kids were right all this time.
That's right. What'd you learn in school, Sunday school today? Jesus is the answer.
Exactly. See, we're offering nothing new. There's nothing new under the sun. We can all just open up the word. There you go. Well, notice that the atonement vindicates both God's justice and his mercy. It is just, and it justifies the ungodly in Christ. The just penalty for sin is paid once and for all. Because Christ endures that penalty in the place of his people, they receive lavish mercy beyond our power to imagine. And that's what the church age and from Acts onwards talks about. God demonstrates both his justice and his love, Romans 5:8. Neither is compromised, but each is demonstrated in virtually infinite degrees. It's what for the past 2000 years, well-manicured, songwriters have been, writing songs about, and how can this be that my Christ would die for me? And so we have that. We have depictions in art, showing this suffering aspect, but a suffering of Christ for his people. We see, books being written, Bunyan writing about the happiness of lifting the burden on Christian's back and saying, how is this the case? How was I burdened? How has this burden? And now I'm so free of this. And the artist of the Christian world for the past 2000 years have been writing about this, and we continue to write about this, and hopefully our art will pick back up after the dip in postmodernism. So.
Yeah, good. And so Frame tells us that, he grants that this redemptive history, that God now has resolved this particular issue with regard to the problem of evil. He grants that this does not solve the problem of evil in every sense, right? For instance, it doesn't explain genocide or the suffering of little children, nor does it explain our present waiting as we look forward to God's final vindication. But he says, here is the lesson for us. If God could vindicate his justice and mercy in a situation in which such vindication seemed virtually impossible, right? I mean, we got to a point where it would seem as if God's character was contradictory. How can he be good and just and yet merciful at the same time, right? So an impossible situation, God resolves and solves that problem. So if he's done this, right, if he could vindicate it, this in this way, you know, that went far beyond what we are expected and understood, Frame tells us, can we not trust him to vindicate himself again with the things that he hasn't resolved for us, right?
Right. I think this, too, is where our critique of Allah stems from, is Allah's mercy seems very easy. All you have to do is these six things, and there's no payment for sin. There's just, well, you're good. You're good to go. Thanks. You've got your stamp on your passport, and you know, the heavens await. Well, but what about all the bad stuff that I did? No, you're fine. You're good. You did the things.
Yeah. Well, so okay. Is that just?
So those are that. Yeah. Where's the justice for those things that I experienced or that I did? Listen, right. I've done terrible things. I don't deserve this. And no, right. you've got your stamp. Well, right. Okay.
And of course, if God gives us justice, then we ask, well, where's the mercy?
Right.
Right. I thought he was merciful. How can he, you know? And so what we see here is that that issue is resolved with regard to Jesus Christ. And so God answers that particular problem of evil, we might say, in Christ. And so what Frame wants us to see here, and this is, I think, his point, that if God is able to provide an answer to the exceptionally difficult Old Testament form of the problem of evil, does it not make sense to assume that he can and will answer our remaining difficulties? Does it not make sense to trust and obey even in the midst of suffering? Notice, the folks of the Old Testament had to wait and wait and wait and wait. And some of them just trusted they never got the answer. We now have seen the answer. Mm-hmm. In this particular, you know, we might say, difficult problem of evil. And so if God can solve that, our particular issues, we can trust him to solve those, is the point I think that Frame is helping us to see.
Right.